All right, we got a phone call. Let's go.
Hello, caller. You on the air?
Yes, I am.
Hold on 1 second, Coach. Let me give you the clap. I appreciate you calling in. Hold on. So on the air, we have Coach Mike from the JV Varsity Girls Basketball Team. Thank you for taking a couple seconds to talk to us. How's it going, man?
It's going well. It's actually going better than what I thought it was going to be going. I have two returning, so I have 8 new players. Four of them never played basketball before, so I'm pretty impressed with what I got.
I mean, you guys had 2 games so far or 3?
No, we had 3.
3? And what is your record?
We are now 3-0.
3-0 with only 2 returners? Let me give you a clap for that, too, man. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed, too. I want to ask you, can you tell me some of the difficulties there might be with coaching girls and also coaching new girls?
The difficult part about coaching girls is sometimes you got to be a father figure to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to be a brother. Sometimes you just got to give them more support than the boys because the boys know how to play the game. The girls only know 35% of the game, and then you got to teach them. So it's one of my hardest, I think, being a coach is trying to figure out the girls from day to day.
Is it, and Slay, I know you probably heard this rumor, that the girls learn faster. Like, the girls stick to the basics. Like, if you tell a girl 3 dribbles, then shoot, that's basically what she's going to do. Whereas if you had a boy and you tell him 3 dribbles, he might go behind the back, cross over, you know.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%. Like I said, a couple of the new girls. I do have an 8th grader that's on the team.
Okay.
She's going to be something special, and, you know, I fought hard for her. I fought with the school. Her parents backed me up. Her teammates backed me up. You tell her to do something, and she does it. You know, if she can't do it on the first time, she's trying it on the second time. She's trying it on the third time. So, yes, I do believe that it's easier to teach the girls because the girls don't know, and the boys already seem they think they know everything.
And I don't want to make it a girl-boy thing, but I do want to highlight the girls. I mean, I think it's important. What about as far as education? Do you have the same amount of problems that the guy coaches might have with keeping their kids in school and staying out of trouble?
To be honest, Vern, with this team, they're all honor students. And this is my 3rd year at the school, and this is the 1st year that every one of them are on honor roll.
I got to give them the clap, man. I got to give them the clap. That's awesome right there, man. I mean, you can't ask for more.
No, and I preach to the girls to play on my team, whether it's summertime, whether it's this team, whatever. You know, school comes first. There's more to life after school. We gotta get them to see that there's stuff outside of Hudson, and you know, grades gotta come first.
Yeah, absolutely. So, tell us a little bit. I mean, you guys played yesterday. Give us a little recap of that game, and, you know, who did well, and what do you think you guys need to work on?
So let me start. The first thing we got to work on is we got to work on getting the ball down low. I mean, the bigs are always open, and we're just settling for that jump shot. Not that I don't have a bunch of girls that can't shoot that. They can, but we're not getting the ball to the bigs, so we're wide open, and that's the things we got to work on. As for last night's game, we'll recap. A couple of my returning girls started out slow, and one of the younger girls stepped up. She led the team with 14.
Okay.
Played great defense. My 8th grader, she came in, played some minutes, and she's coming along very well. I got one 8th grader, and I have one 11th grader on the team. So I have from 11th to 8th grade on my team. I have 9th graders, 10th graders. So I got a mixed batch of girls, and, you know, I can't be impressed with these girls no more than I already am.
That's awesome. What do your schedule look like, and can you let the people know, like, when your games are, what time, so they can make sure they come out and support you guys?
Or yes, we got a home game Friday. We play Coxsackie, and then we're on the road. I'm not sure quite, well, I'm not having a schedule in my head. I know we play Coxsackie, but I'm going to start putting it on. I'm going to send some stuff to you so you can put it on.
Okay.
And it'll be on Facebook.
Okay.
I try to get it on Facebook, but I do have a, I got a busy schedule, and I try to keep everything going right. You know, I got a 2-year-old, and I got college, you know, so I got a busy lifestyle, but I try to make everything happen so I can get it out to the community. But what I can say is I'm impressed with the community. Like I said, my 3rd year coaching, and I see more fans back in the stands for these girls than I have in a long time.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that me and Slay want to do. Slay, if you have any questions, but the reason why we wanted to have you on is because we want to make sure that people are getting out there and they're supporting the girls, you know, the JV girls as well as the varsity girls, with the same kind of energy that they do for the boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it's going well, and, you know, I can't ask for any better season as of right now. You know, it's going to be up and down, but right now we're on the upswing of things, you know. Hopefully I can stay on the upswing.
Yeah. Slay, anything?
No, just, you know, keep up the good work and continue to keep us posted. And any way we can help out, let us know.
All right, man.
Coach, before you leave, I got one more question. Because I did notice that your AAU team is already been invited, and I want you to talk about that quickly.
So I got a phone call, actually not a phone call, I got an email last week, and they were impressed with us, and they automatically, so what they did is they took any team that went to Nationals, they gave them an automatic bid, so I don't have to really qualify for anything, you know, if we qualify for another one, but I'm going to give this Philly one another shot, because I think these girls can bring it home down in Philly.
Yeah, awesome. That's awesome. And I remember having the conversation when the girls were here, and the girls really said that, you know, that Philly game and going down there and seeing those girls play made them work harder. So I think that's a great idea, man. And salute to you and the girls.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm back in the building now, so if you want to bring any gifts, you know.
I would love to come in and sit in the building, but it's doing hard, man. You know, with coaching, one night I'm at 3:30, next night I'm at 6.
Yeah,
I
always see you in traffic. So.
All right, Mike, I know you got to go. I know you got to go coach right now, so thanks for calling in, man, and keep up the good work. I'm going to try to make it to Friday's game. I made some promises to some of the girls Friday, 5:30, right?
Yes, sir, 5:30.
All right, I'm going to try to get there, man. You guys keep going, and congratulations.
All right, thanks.
All right, man.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Later.